The Screaming Match by author Wet Island in the North Atlantic,
reader Winter Koala, a Sherlock BBC fan fiction in regards to the relationship between Mycroft and Molly. Summary: Mycroft and Molly having a fight on a dark London street. Molly had her door open and was getting out well before the sleek black car slowed to a stop. She strided down the street into the gray London night, not looking back. Mycroft was still in mid-sentence as the car door closed behind Molly. His shocked brain raced to comprehend what had just happened. Looking over at the suddenly empty seat, he began to fumble with his seatbelt latch. Once free and out of the car, he was forced to run down the street after her.
Dr. Hooper, how dare you run from me? I demand that you stop this instant.
Molly turned on her heels and shouted to her Mycroft, you got some nerve to speak to me that way after what you have done. Mycroft came to a stop a few paces from her. It was unclear if this was due to him being out of breath or the fact that he wasn't going to give Molly the satisfaction of his traveling one more step closer to her. Molly was facing Mycroft, hands on hip, her eyes shooting daggers.
I did what I had to do. Why can't you understand that?
Mycroft, his umbrella left in the car, was making empathetic gestures with both hands. Had to do? Molly scoffed with a mocking tone. What sort of excuse is that? Nothing justifies what you have done. To accompany the shouting, Molly was pointing the first finger of her right hand straight at Mycroft's face. Mycroft was having an extraordinary difficult time coming to terms with the disrespect he was being shown. The fact it was coming from Molly made it even more painful.
You listen to me,
his voice now a sinister hiss as he walked toward her, invading her personal space.
His motives were unknown. I had no choice.
He locked his gaze on her and clenched his jaw.
Why?
Molly screamed. What could have warranted that sort of retaliation? Mycroft continued in a near whisper.
How could you be so bloody daft?
Her eyes narrowed. Molly said nothing and stood her ground. Mycroft stared at the woman standing in front of him, an unlikely adversary for someone in his position. But here she was, demanding answers that were painful to give. He let out a sigh full of stress and anger, hoping he wouldn't regret what he was about to say.
You might have been in danger.
The words tumbled out of Mycroft. Molly took a stumbling step back. The words stunned as much as a physical slap.
What?
Molly asked, her eyes now wide with fear.
I would do anything, do you hear me? Anything.
Mycroft added emphasis to his word.
To keep you safe.
The end. Please leave comments to the author Wet Island in the North Atlantic and the reader Winter Koala. You can find us at archiveofourown.org. Well, it's been fun.